The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk. Winners and sinners. On The Hard Shoulder.
Yes, Niamh O'Reilly is with me, the freelance writer and journalist, as is Saoirse Hanley, features writer with the Sunday Independent and the Sunday World. You're both very welcome. Good to see you.
Hi, how are you?
So Saoirse, who's your winner of the week?
My winner of the week are, quite fittingly, the childless cat ladies, one of which is here. Well, I actually don't have a cat, but I'm a lady. Childless and I'm a lady. And my family have cats. I grew up with cats, so I'll take it.
Approximate.
Yeah,
cat adjacent lady.
Childless, yeah. I was thinking a lot this week about people who have been given names and then reclaimed them as like a good thing or as their own. So obviously Taylor Swift came out after J.D. Vance's comments about childless cat ladies and, you know, supported Kamala Harris and said, you know, love Taylor Swift, childless cat lady. And I was thinking about during repeal, there was the whole obstreperous young ladies thing. During Hillary's campaign, there was the nasty women. I just think turning these things around into like positives is a win.
It is.
And I've in recent weeks been called a daft bint and a gullible dolt.
Oh,
so if any of those could apply, perhaps. I'm wondering how to remarket.
Reclaim that as your
own. Yeah, I'm wondering how I can make gullible dolt my own my own thing.
Did Greta Thunberg do something like that on her Twitter bio? She was like something like obstreperous young lady, or so, Trump called her some negative, and
I've left my Twitter bio. I should absolutely be adding that to it.
Yeah.
Saoirse Gullible Dolt Hanley.
I think James Blunt is a good man for it. His Twitter bio regularly includes some insults that's been thrown at him.
I think
daft bint should be definitely. I think that's the one I go with.
I think so too. I don't have that.
Daft bint.
It's not going to resonate with much of an Irish. Is daft bint?
I don't.
It doesn't sound like an Irish.
Which begs the question: who called you a daft bint?
Sure, user number 4735.
I know that guy. I know that guy.
We all know user 241735.
Really nice in person. He actually is a really nice guy.
Good lad. Good lad in the community.
Good family.
Good family. Big on the GAA now. That one was good. There was
Daft Bint.
Daft Bint was in response to a piece about how I think body positivity is like gone beyond, and now we've like circled back to feeling bad about ourselves if you don't feel good about yourself. So that makes me a daft bint. And I'm a gullible dolt because, as I spoke with you recently enough, Kieran, that I wouldn't date somebody who is politically opposite to me. So maybe these things are warranted.
Gullible dolt.
And are these messages, are these like trolling messages? Or
yeah, just people on X.
I don't know.
Rather.
I don't understand though. I could...
X is a
daft bint is a more fitting insult. It's more fitting insult to your position about dating somebody who's an opposite. What has gullibility got to do with that?
Yeah, I don't know.
It just sounds like a phrase that he likes, that guy.
It's
and it's definitely a guy.
They learned for the week.
Say, yeah.
And they decided
he's got one of those calendars.
Today's insult is gullible.
Yeah.
And gullible. In
his spelling test, he just learned to spell it. So he was like, this is great. Now, mommy, look what I learned this week.
Does that bother you, those comments?
Nah, I think they're funny. And I always put on my Instagram story every fresh week when there's a new one, and people are constantly replying, people are like, oh my God, like, that's awful, or they're really mad on my behalf or something. And I'm like, thank you, appreciate the concern, but I just think it's so funny.
Yeah.
Because these people don't exist in real life. I mean, they do, they are real people, but like, thankfully, until today, no one's called me a daft bint in person.
You
so
can tick that off your list now. Yeah,
you know, but also like
insult bingo.
Sometimes I think it's very easy to get wrapped up in it, but then you just X out of X, don't you?
X is a cesspit, you know. And when you are a writer, you do get like random people just like trolling you like that. I have learned to just let it wash over me.
Was that difficult to learn to do?
I've been doing it for most of my working life. So at the start, yes. Mm-hmm. I think when I was younger, maybe in my 20s, I would have taken these things to heart. But now that I'm 41, I don't give a flying what anyone, user 792 whatever, says on Twitter or X about me.
Just weird, isn't it? In one response, a guy had, or I was assuming a guy, could have been a woman, I don't know who the person behind the account is, but they'd found a picture of me elsewhere, and I don't know what they looked up, probably just my name to find it, and used that in a response. But the picture that they used is one from I wrote this piece like 2 years ago about like weight loss loss groups and Slimming World and stuff. And it was about cooking and food and things. So our lovely photographer, Mark, and Rick had taken a photo of me frying an egg in my kitchen.
Okay.
And that was the picture this man had decided to put on X, was me frying an egg. And
what rabbit hole did he go down to find
know.
That? And
oh, yeah. Now he's got a picture of you frying an egg on his phone.
Weird.
Oh, yeah. When it's maybe he's got his phone. You know, I used to have, and I don't know how I set it up because it doesn't exist anymore, but. My phone, the photos of my phone used to come up as a screensaver on the telly for some.
Oh my god! You'd have to be very careful there now.
On the Chromecast with the picture of you.
Maybe that's what it was, Chromecasting or something. Yeah, and that's it. Yeah, he'd have to explain that to everybody who comes over.
Who's this beautiful daft bint frying an egg?
Who's that gullible dove frying an egg?
Bint frying egg.
Oh, anyway, do you ever engage with them?
I don't.
It's so hard.
No, I just don't. I've sort of. I'm now, like I said, of the age I am where I don't care. And I just know that it's pointless kind of replying to people like that because they have a certain mentality. They're complete keyboard warriors. They have nothing else in their life.
Mm.
And their comments say more about them than it does about you or I.
Yeah.
Know what I mean? So if I waste my energy replying and going down a rabbit hole, there's way better things I could be doing with my life. And I'm too busy. I have two young kids. I don't have time
to drive to.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Gymnastics.
But do you not read them?
The
not
comments.
That I think anyone's being mean about you on the internet, but if they were to be.
No, I don't. I'm not really on X anymore. I don't post anything on it. But there would be comments underneath the News Talk stuff, like, you know, about the show. I don't really know.
Mm.
Just ignore it.
I think it's the best.
And there'd be a good bit as well on Instagram. Instagram used to be more pleasant.
Yeah.
I find that the kind of insults now have crept into the Instagram commentary as well.
Yeah.
But no, I kind of, it doesn't really bother me. I have to say, yeah. But I'm just used to people insulting me all my life. It's not a new thing. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So who's your winner of the week then, Eve?
It's Kamala Harris. I mean, I don't know about you guys.
Like, another daft bint.
Gullible
dolt.
I'm surprised he hasn't rolled that out, actually.
He's listening, you know.
Yeah, he's listening. He's, great. Brilliant. Good old Donald.
She's a gullible dolt.
I went to bed on Tuesday night feeling really quite tense because the debate was going to be happening. Now, I'm not an American citizen. I don't have a vote in the upcoming election. But, like, the outcome is going to have a significant effect on the world. Mm-hmm. And I would just hate to see Donald Trump get back in office. So I was a bit nervous going to bed. Woke up, checked my Twitter feed on the lovely cesspit that is Twitter, but checked it for the news. And the first thing that was trending was they're eating the dogs in capital letters. And I just thought,
that's great, isn't it?
He's self-destructed here. He's self-destructed. So anyway, I mean, she did a really great job. I think she won the debate, hands down. And I think what I really liked was the way she got under his skin. She didn't really rise to any of the bait that he kind of threw at her, like saying she's a Marxist and all this sort of stuff. She sort of looked down the barrel of the camera and talked to the American people and made it about them, which is what you should be doing as a politician, you know, talking to your audience, your potential voters. And he just got stuck, I think, in this loop of taken all the bait that she left him, you know, things about the crowd sizes and his rallies and, you know, the fact that, you know, Putin would eat him for breakfast and he got fired by 81 million Americans and is having a hard time processing that. She just took a great tack, I thought, and handled him really, really well. And then, of course, he just started talking about immigrants eating dogs and the pets and stuff. And you just think, oh, God, you know, she beat his weird, orange, wrinkly ass. I mean, she really did. And I was delighted. Now, look, she's not home and hosed.
Post-debate poll yesterday had Trump up.
Yeah. So there's a long way to go. And postal voting starts in 2 weeks in the States. Yeah. So, you know, it's all still to play for. But I think it was a good start for her, you know, and it was a big moment. And if that had gone wrong, So at least she's still in the mix, you know what I mean? And it's, you know, but who knows?
It's interesting because the thing that stuck with me, like in all the talks since the debate and before, was that there was a poll, I can't remember who, just right before, and it was talking about why they were tuning in. And 40% said they wanted to know Kamala Harris more.
Mm.
Of course, like, you know, relatively new to them, fair enough. 9% said they wanted to know Donald Trump better. Wanted to know more about Donald Trump.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
How can 9%
Who are these
know
people?
What else could you possibly have to know about him?
Yeah.
Literally, what else? I know way too much about Donald Trump. Yeah. I never want to know this.
But you know, sorry not to up-age us all, but if you were a new vote, you could use just 18, and you would have been 14 when he finished in office the last time. and only 10 when he assumed office. Mm. You know, if you're not in a politically engaged household, you could see maybe why you think. Yeah. Although even at that, that's a stretch. I kind of, you know.
Yeah.
But if you had, maybe that's the 9% of people.
I don't know. But like the extra icing on the cake for this was Taylor Swift's mic drop. Like moments after the debate ended, she posted the picture of her with the cat and said, yeah, I'm endorsing Harrison Waltz, and had a picture, you know, saying, yeah, from the childless cat lady. It was brilliant because she has huge influence. Yes, a lot of her fans are probably not a voting age, but a lot are. I mean, you know.
Did you see this? The number of people that clicked on the register to vote after she posted on her story.
It's huge.
It was like tens of thousands. Yeah. I think it might have been 300,000 people had clicked to register. Maybe they didn't follow through or whatever, but they had clicked at least to register to vote. And whichever way they're voting, you know, like the fact that that's even a handful more.
Yeah.
That are going to actually turn up on the day is a big...
She has huge influence.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't, you know, overstate that. So it was a good few days for Harris. So I think that's a good thing. I felt a little bit lighter.
This weekend,
yeah.
Yeah. Nice weekend plans.
Yes.
Anyway, we still have a bit of work to do before the weekend. So daft bins, gullible dolls, childless cat lady. No cats or dogs, so they're all eaten. Saoirse, who's your sinner of the week?
My sinner of the week is a bit twofold. So my reaction when I was thinking about this was to be like, Chapel Roan is my sinner of the week. And that's, I think, a big statement.
Who is Chapel Roan?
Chapel Roan is a musician from the Midwest in America. She is she's kind of blown up in the past year and largely become like this very, like, a real queer icon. She writes these fantastic songs. She's very talented. She's very good. She's also got like a lot of edge. I sound like I'm really duttery when I say that, but
edge,
she does.
Gritty.
Like she's gritty, and she's someone who has, obviously, in the last few years, thanks to TikTok and everyone else, we've seen a lot of people like rise to fame in a way they can't handle, or they're just, you know, no one is set up to become that visible overnight. So I acknowledge that before I say any of this, and I think she's very, very talented. And maybe this is all stemming from bitterness that I didn't get ticket to her gig next week, but just looks fine. Don't worry about it. But. I feel personally that Chapel Roan's attitude kind of sucks. Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna tell you why. So earlier in the summer she came out and was talking about like the kind of very heavy fan culture that surrounds her now, and how like a lot of fans are weird. Like they're, you know, they're coming up to her in public and they're trying to kiss her at concerts and they're finding out where she lives and where her family's from. And, you know, there's definitely like something to be said about like, you know, quote unquote stan culture of being like mega fans of someone in a way that like really transgresses like someone's space and you know, comfort and all of that. Like I really don't deny that, and that can't be understated. And she came out against that earlier in the summer and kind of said, look, I can't even go to the shop and I hate it. Like, let me just live my life kind of a thing, which is still true. I felt like it was a little bit naive given we all know that's what the industry looks like.
Yeah, that's not a new thing. I mean, it's not like Paul McCartney was kind of going down around the corner to buy a pint of milk.
This is the offshoot of that. And unfortunately, succeeding in that way, certainly in the States, like that's just, you know, what it gets you, unfortunately. And then she cancelled two of her European, it was already a very scant European tour. I think there was like 6 dates on it. And she cancelled 2 in France and rescheduled a Berlin one. And it was for, quote, scheduling errors, but she cancelled like days before the gig. So loads of French fans just lost out immediately.
Yeah.
Apparently it was to rehearse for the VMAs that she was just at. And while at the VMAs, she had this like altercation with the photographer.
Oh, yeah.
And again, the reasons I think that initially I was like, I just feel like it's amazing she's been given the success. I think she's very deserving of it. She's very good. But it just is a bit grating. That's, maybe this is like a weird...
She's
like,
kind of a misery guts.
She's a bit of a misery guts. And I just don't like it. But then I was thinking about this more. And I was like, I think this might make me the sinner. Because first of all, that is such hater behaviour. Like, why is that a reaction that someone has? Like here I was minutes ago talking about how, like, you know, you got to reclaim being called a nasty woman. You got to reclaim these nasty things you're called. And you know, like, women deserve to be able to not be nice people, right? Like, that's, you know, we're not all angels. We don't all have to be. And I think me expecting that of her and expecting her to be more gracious and excited about the opportunity and to be less, like, you know, mean about it. I think that maybe makes me a sinner.
I don't think you're a sinner. I think it's a perfectly legitimate position to take, to say she's great and she doesn't have to be nice and she can do all these things. And at the same time, I find it kind of a bit miserable.
Yeah.
It's all right to say to have somebody just rub you up the wrong way.
But like, do I expect like a young male artist to do that? Do I expect them to be very happy about their position all the time?
I don't know. I think you'd probably find them a bit miserable too, wouldn't you?
Probably,
if they were out about everything. And that's the kind of sense I get of her. She's always kind of giving out about things.
It might even be easier with calling them miserable without judging ourselves for it. Do you know what I mean? If some, like, you know, some people say...
So you are the sinner of the week.
No,
but for a different reason. For a totally different reason. You're a sinner of the week for judging yourself.
Oh, God.
For calling her miserable.
And you're just a daft bin.
Yes. Daft bin.
Oh, dear. User 5472 is going to just have a field day with us.
That's great.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway. So I'm picking Chapel Rowan as the sinner of the week.
You're on there.
Absolutely. Yeah.
None of us are getting to that gig next week. It's fine.
No, we're not. Niamh, who's your sinner of the week?
My sinner of the week is Dave Grohl. So unless you've been living under
a rock. He loved not wisely, but too well, they say.
Unless you've been living under a rock, you know that
mine was overused.
He made a confession on social media. And I just want to quote what he actually said, because it's not so much his transgression that I don't like. It's the way he went about admitting it. He was like, "I've recently become the father of a new baby daughter born outside of my marriage. I love my wife and my children, and I'm doing everything I can to regain their trust and earn their forgiveness." Yeah, without actually saying sorry. Like, he didn't apologize or say sorry or admit that he's had an affair with somebody
else. He's like, what? There's this baby out there related to me. That's so crazy.
Apparently, I'm the father.
Whoa, where did that come from?
What factors were in place for that to happen?
The strangest part about this is that he has been held up as some kind of poster boy for the nice guy of rock. And I don't know where that's come from.
Sorry, it's amazing. Only because literally about a week ago, you know, The Rest is Entertainment, that podcast. Yeah. It's a great podcast. Citing for some reason Dave Grohl as an example of one of the nice guys. I only listened to it this week. And I was like, amazing. That's brilliant.
But this is his second marriage. His first marriage ended in divorce because of his infidelity. So he's got form in this.
Gosh.
I don't know why people are surprised and shocked. Aging rocker has a affair with 20 something.
I was
going to
say, did we get the age of the mother?
Oh, I don't know.
We don't know,
but
he's just marrying the wrong women who keep forcing him into these affairs.
Have you seen a photograph of his wife?
No?
It's fair to say punching above weight by several
passes.
Yeah,
she's a stunner, actually.
She is stunningly beautiful. And if she has any sense, she will hightail it out of there. But it's the three kids. They're 18, 15 and 10, three daughters. Like, that's awful for them. They're going to be on social media. I feel for them in it all. Their dad is a Burke. And it's really hard to, you know, have that go on when you're that age.
He's a Burke. He hangs outside schools and doesn't leave her.
He's a Burke. Oh, sorry. I didn't get that. Penny dropped.
No, for
very
me,
good.
I think
very good.
A Burke, like an idiot. Like a,
oh, I've never
like
heard
a moron.
That before.
Yeah. I think, yeah. But maybe it means something else. But as far, I've been calling, you know, people Burkes, and maybe that's not what it means. Oh, dear.
No, I better go look that up. I don't know it. I've heard that. That's a good thing.
We're going to get that insult thrown at us now, probably on air.
Yes, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Bunch of Burkes.
We'll be well familiar with it. Yeah, yeah.
Sick of these three Burkes. Moving the dial. Anyway, Dave Grohl, your sinner. Would it make you less like? Would you have ever listened to the Foo Fighters anyway? Would you make it less likely to listen to them?
Give me a ditty. Give me one. I don't know if I know them. I'm trying to think.
Learn to Fly. I'm not going to sing it. That's probably one of their best known ones. He was also the drummer in Nirvana.
True.
Yeah. You know, he's been around a long time in the rock game.
They're just one of those groups that I know I'm obviously aware of the Foo Fighters, but I couldn't reel off a song.
Yeah, I'm not sure if they're as popular here as they are in the States. Like, very, very big in the States and obviously has a big following over there as the nice guy of rock.
But not to bring things back to Taylor Swift, but there is this...
He slagged her.
He did, and I thought that was not-esque
behaviour.
He kind of alluded, I think it might have been on X, or it might have been on stage. It was on stage, actually.
It was.
He alluded to that they were going to give them all a show, the audience at the Foo Fighters gig, and that it was going to be live, unlike other people or unlike someone. He was alluding and saying that Taylor Swift's Eras Tour was not live, is what I think he
meant. Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And obviously the response to that was...
Is it live?
Savory.
Does she sing?
She did, yeah, absolutely. I went.
Oh, God.
Now,
I have
seen clips where I think parts of it, because it is like a 4-hour show. Mm. There's definitely probably some bits that she's maybe singing along to, as opposed to carrying. But
there's people, and I won't name any, there are presenters in this building who won't walk up a flight of stairs before they have to present because they know they'll sound out of breath on the radio.
So, listen, maybe we're all guilty of it.
Yeah.
But there is this funny, there's a whole kind of recurring theme that, anyone who crosses Taylor Swift, their downfall's coming. You can't.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, Kanye, there was another example I can't think of the top of my
head.
Any
of her exes, probably.
Yeah. Then they go. And then now you've got
the long
Dave Grohl.
List of them.
There is.
Unfortunately, Dave Grohl was latest.
Yeah.
Travis, you have been warned. Maeve and Serge, you're going to stay with me. We'll be back after this with the last bit of the show.
Ignition sequence start.
This is the last bit of the show.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Yes, it is the last bit of the show. Neve O'Reilly and Saoirse Hanley are both still with you. Neve, are you going to be watching Strictly this weekend?
Totally.
Are you still a big Strictly fan?
Still a big Strictly fan. I love it unashamedly. I don't care if that makes me naff. I absolutely love it. And it's 20 years old this year, the show, which makes me feel really old as well. But yeah.
Who was the first winner?
Oh, God. No,
someone's
was it Natasha Kopinski
in.
Or something like that?
Oh, that's an interesting
one. I could be wrong. I probably am. But anyway, it's a great show. It's.
Do you want to feel even older? Wait for it. Saoirse, how old were you when Strictly started on the telly?
Give me the year it started.
20 years ago. Okay, 20 years ago.
Okay, I was 7.
Oh no.
I thought that was going to be a slam dunk. Yeah, I was 7. I was in school.
God, I'm not sure if I can emotionally recover from that. Anyway, the show, I love it because it's the sort of show, generally speaking, that's wholesome. But there is another side to it that I'm going to go into. It's the sort of show I can watch, my 4 and 7 year old can watch. My 70-year-old parents can watch.
I grew up watching it.
Whole family can get something out of it. It's pretty wholesome. It's good, clean entertainment for the most part. But there is another side to Strictly. And this year, there's more controversy than ever because there has been this probe by the BBC into claims of bullying behaviour by one of its biggest stars, Giovanni. And that probe has been ongoing and apparently it's been completed and the results are going to be announced while the show is on.
Oh,
so it was supposed,
that makes interesting.
Yeah, it was supposed to be announced before the show launched, but it won't be until the show is up and running. So the allegations, in case you're not familiar, last year he was paired up with an actress called Amanda Abingdon and they were going fine until she pulled out a few weeks into the show for medical reasons. And no other sort of explanation was kind of made for why she left the show. And then later on, she made allegations against him of sort of bullying behaviour. He refutes the allegations and the BBC are now investigating. So he is not going to be on this series of Strictly. He's actually going to be on the Italian version of Strictly Come Dancing.
Getting cancelled works, guys.
Well, and another star, Graziano, also had allegations made against him and he admitted to kicking his partner from last year, Zara McDermott.
Oh, yeah.
So the show has had a lot of dark clouds over it in the last few months. And also, before all of this, you have to remember there was the Strictly curse. I mean, the number of marriages and relationships that have been broken by this show. So it's not always that wholesome when you're watching it.
Some of the dances are too sexy. I would be seduced too.
Yeah, I know what you mean. But still in all, I love it. And I think it's just a great show. It's my comfort show. It's the start of the autumn for me, the nights drawing
in. It's cold weather, isn't it?
Lighting the fire, watching Strictly. And I think this year will be juicier than ever with everything that is sort of going on behind the scenes. So yeah, I'm here for the drama.
What are you watching at the moment?
The minute I'm on my third rewatch of HBO's Girls.
Oh.
And I'm also watching HBO's Sex and the City for the first time.
But you're available
properly
for sponsorship.
I'm available if HBO want to get on HBO. White Lotus, whatever. I'll watch whatever you put out. I've obviously been aware of Sex and the City my whole life. It would be on like late at night at telly and I've watched bits, I've seen the films. But I realised the reason I never watched it all the way through. So I'm currently, I've decided,
right. You would have been too young when it first came out.
It's true, I would have. And I was like, look, I'm a columnist now, got to do these things. If I'm going to do it, I got to at least commit to it. So I'm watching from the start and it just got me thinking because I'm obviously, both of those shows are held up as these like, you know, this is what women in their 20s watch and because it's what their lives are like and it's I guess we don't live in New York City but you know it just got me thinking recently that I was like me and my friends are always talking like are you more of a Marnie, nobody wants to be a Hannah, are you a Miranda, you know
Who are Hannah and Marnie?
Hannah is Lena Dunham's character.
Girls,
the thing
sorry
with Girls, I doubt you've seen it yourself.
No,
It's not for you. No, it is great. It's very good. It won all the awards for a reason. But everybody in Girls is kind of the worst. They're horrible. They're kind of awful people, and you don't really want to be them, but you are kind of them. Everybody is sort of them, because that's the whole point that Lena Dunham was getting at, that she really did write people that exist, I think. But, you know, there's lots of... It's one of the things that just becomes a personality quiz, right? And it's the same with Sex City things that's on for years. And I was chatting with friends during the week, and we were like, you know, what do you think? Like, are you more Carrie? Have you got more like Charlotte? What is it? And I was thinking, and I was like, I don't know if like men have the same thing. Like, are you
same
men
inane conversations?
Well, I don't know if I
we do. Inane, but we have absolutely inane conversations, but they're just different ones.
Do you have like people in like culture and in media that are reflecting you at that stage in your life? Are men watching like It's Always Sunny and being like, oh, I'm such, a Danny DeVito or whatever it is.
We're delusional. We watch professional sport and we imagine that those are reflecting us at that stage
in our
life.
Okay, if it wasn't for the knee.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. I think, you know, which club would I have played for had it not been for that little niggle I got?
Exactly. The physio. But I was talking to my boyfriend about this last night. And
I guess we don't know, a coming of age TV show
for men in their 20s, whatever.
That's a good point.
And it's just like, because we see like our lives reflected as young women in these bits of media all the time. And my boyfriend had a really good point recently. We were talking about it because I was, you know, asking him that. I was like, what do you watch that reflects you? And he was like, I think that like a possible outcome of that is like the prevalence and the rise of these like young male influencers like Andrew Tate or whatever
coming into the vacuum.
Like, if you don't have somewhere that's reflecting your reality or that's giving you something to aspire to or whatever it may be, there's no wonder that these other kinds of personalities are taking up that airspace.
Yeah.
Freaks and Geeks, that was a great show. Remember that?
No.
That's
James Franco was in it.
Yeah.
Oh God, yeah. Upstanding.
Man from How I Met Your Mother.
Yes.
His name? Jason Segel.
Jason Segel was in it. Yeah, great show. Really, really good show.
Did you feel reflected by that?
Maybe. I'm just trying to think of people at that age.
It was Entourage, I think. Wasn't that one a lot of guys watched?
Yeah. Didn't watch that now myself. No. Anyway,
the gap in the market. Maybe there is.
Anyway, well, you're open for sponsorship, obviously, HBO.
I'll start it.
So, not only are you available for sponsorship, you're actually creating content for them as well.
Yeah, that's
amazing.
Free.
Yeah,
bill me next time.
Saoirse Hadley, features writer with Sunday Independent and the Sunday World, Daft Bint, Childless Cat Lady. What was the other one? Gullible Dolt.
Anna Burke. We've learned a new word today.
Neve O'Reilly, freelance writer and journalist. Thank you both very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.